So one thing that's clear is that the emphasis of spirometry, although spirometry is very important, the emphasis on spirometry in patient assessment is insufficient because there are other parameters that we should consider. So if we look at the diagnostic criteria and we look at the initial GOLD criteria, it's based solely on spirometric criteria of airflow limitation. Many individuals without spirometric evidence of COPD have respiratory symptoms and are increased risk of morbidity and mortality. So what we're talking about today is an expanded definition of COPD that could be linked either to clinical evidence or to some physiological structural CT abnormality that should be evaluated. And that is the proposal that we're discussing today.